Hello everyone, welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is April 13th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
More manifestations of the Mars retrograde opposite Uranus planetary pattern were in the news last week.
Yes, big time, unfortunately. A teenager armed with two knives went on a mass stabbing spree inside a Pennsylvania high school before he was taken down by an assistant principal, but not before he had injured some 20 people, a couple of them quite seriously.
Mars-Uranus interactions often produce violent accidents. In Florida, a car smashed into a daycare center. 14 children were injured and one died.
And this one was real bad. In Northern California, a FedEx 18-wheeler crashed head-on into a tour bus carrying high school students. 10 people died in that one. As flames swallowed up their charter bus, the college hopefuls trapped inside smashed out the windows in a desperate attempt to escape.
Meanwhile, the Mars retrograde pressure cooker effect is clearly manifesting through the Russia-Ukraine situation. Now there are satellite images showing an obvious massing of Russian forces, including warplanes, at the Ukrainian border.
The Mars retrograde energy builds up pressure, ready to be set off. Won't take much for this baby to blow.
The combination of Venus and Neptune in Aquarius brings together the planet of romantic desire, Venus, with the planet of dreams and idealism, Neptune, in the sign of social causes, Aquarius.
And this is happening simultaneously with Mars retrograde, signifying a buildup of pressure opposite Uranus, the planet of rebellion. These two energy patterns are juicing up the separatists in many places for their bid for a different social order.
In Ukraine, the Russian separatists who want eastern Ukraine to become part of Russia forcefully took over governmental buildings in the provinces of Donetsk, Luhansk, and Kharkiv. The government of Ukraine moved to retake the buildings. The tense situation is ratcheting up further, with the pro-Russian groups now armed with weapons and taking hostages.
In Great Britain, England's 307-year union with Scotland is imperiled by a Scottish referendum set for September on seceding from the United Kingdom. Scottish opinion polls show 42% of Scots are in favor of independence.
And in Spain, Catalonia President Artur Mas said on Tuesday he would forge ahead with his region's plans to hold a referendum on independence in November, even after Spain's parliament overwhelmingly rejected the petition.
On a more positive note, the national elections in Afghanistan last week evidently went fairly well, as opposed to the previous election in 2009, when many Afghans did not vote, believing that Karzai was going to be elected no matter what. This election brought out over 70% of the electorate.
In spite of the high potential for disruptive violence from the Taliban, which didn't materialize much, the final tally of the vote won't be known for some weeks, though.
With Mars retrograde, Venus conjunct Neptune, and Mercury conjunct Uranus, the question is now a good time for an election?
Last week, people in India began voting in the world's biggest election, with the ruling Congress Party pitted against the Hindu nationalist BJP opposition. This once-in-5-years event is known as the greatest democratic show on earth because of its sheer scale and managerial complexity.
The 9-phase, 5-weeks-long ballot process began last Monday, April 7th, and concludes on May 12th, and the votes will be counted on May 16th.
More than 800 million Indians are eligible to vote to choose their representatives in a government noted for its high levels of corruption.
Check out segment 3 of this week's show for our analysis of the birth chart of India and the potential outcome of this election.
And in the USA, the Venus, Neptune, and Aquarius social idealism energy manifested as 2 executive orders from President Obama aimed at rectifying the gender pay gap. Venus is females as well as money. In Aquarius, the sign of reformation.
Venus is in a Parivatna Yoga with Saturn, the planet of work and labor. which is in Libra, the sign of fairness and equality.
But sadly, the Venus-Neptune in Aquarius combination does not always give us revolutionary results. Last week, North Korea also held elections, and no surprise here, the vote was 100% for Kim Jong-un, who was the only person on the ballot.
The country's state-run news agency declared, "This is an expression of the people's absolute support and profound trust in Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un, as they single-mindedly remain loyal to him."
Venus plus Neptune. That's love and delusion.
Hey, I'm just quoting them.
Right.
And one last thing, in case you haven't been paying attention, Mercury is the planet of information, Uranus is the planet of the unexpected, and Mars, the planet of attack, is now opposite to Mercury and Uranus. It was revealed last week that your personal information on so-called secure websites is, after all, not secure.
Researchers disclosed last week that a bug in security software called Heartbleed could allow hackers to steal passwords, credit card data, or social security numbers from 2/3 of all websites that make use of such secure technique.
Oh, great. Major sites such as Facebook, Google, Amazon, and Yahoo have been scrambling to patch the hole. Internet techies are advising everyone to reset all their passwords.
And let's be mindful of the fact that this planetary combination is still active for another week. So guard your data.
Yes, and with that, we conclude this week's review of the week. Be sure to click in with us next week.